We're up to the Mishnah, but I would like still just to mention one nekuda regarding the six chayas. Shmuel said that these animals are potter b'shesarabim if they eat normally. If they eat an abnormal way, the chayiv chatzi nezek. So Shmuel actually said two kulas. If they eat normally, they're potter, and if they eat abnormally, they only pay chatzi nezek. And the Rambam doesn't paskin this way. The Rambam leaves out the whole memory of Shmuel, and worse, the Rambam actually says beferish that when a chaya is a mud la'ilam, it's a mud for everything, it pays for every single thing, for all of the ifanei hezik, as I state in Rambam, and it's very shmer this Gemara. So the easy way out is to say that the Rambam holds that we don't pass like Shmuel. Gemara has a lot of kashas on Shmuel, and the turitzim sound like they're dechukim. So the easy way out would be to say that the Rambam doesn't pass like Shmuel, even though there's no beferish of our plukta in the Gemara, but hey, yes, the Gemara has kashas. We don't pass in that way, so we pass in these animals achayiv. Lecha Mishnah, to answer the Rambam, says we do pasken like Shmuel. But when Shmuel said Torah for Ochel Chayiv, that an animal that eats these animals that eat abnormally, a Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, the Rambam will teach the Gemara different than Rashi. Rashi teach Doras for Ochel Chayiv and means Chatzi Nezek, and the Rambam will teach Doras for Ochel Chayiv means Nezek Shavim. So that it stems with the Rambam Shita that these animals are chayiv on everything. So the Chumah Sakri says that doesn't stem with the Gemara. It stems, you can say in Shmuel, that Shmuel is saying it's chayiv nezek sholem, then look at the Brisa of Ha'atanya. The Gemara brings a Brisa. B'chein chayish nesel chotzer nizik tof of ha'ach labasa b'sham nezek sholem. It's guessing a kasha on Shmuel. From a brisa, which says Chayishinuch Nesalachata Nizik Tarfa Behem of Achlabas Misham Nezik Shalem. What's the kasha? No, Rashi, the kasha is Shmuel said you pay Chatzin Nezik, and this brisa says you pay Nezik Shalem. So it's amazing. The kasha makes sense. However, according to the Lecha Mishnah, that Shmuel also said it pays Nezik Shalem. So what's the kasha? Chayish Achlabas Misham Nezik Shalem. It's not a kasha. That's exactly what Shmuel said. Like the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah's pshat doesn't fit into the Gemara's kasha. It fits into Shmuel's memra. But what's the Gemara's kasha? If you're going to type Shmuel, that Shmuel says chayiv nezek sholem, then the Brisa stims perfectly. The Brisa also says you pay nezek sholem. So the Chumash Sakri answers, he says you could learn like this. You could learn that the kasha is V'chein chayi shei nechnesa l'chotzer ha'nizik v'shalei nezek sholem. It's a deal. Then everyone into the chotzer ha'nizik, then you pay nezek sholem. But vayis tais b'shus harab, if you don't pay nezek sholem, so that's Shvar Shmuel. Shmuel said you always pay nezek sholem. It's Shvar from this Brisa. The Brisa is certainly b'chotzer ha'nizik v'shalei nezek sholem. And we can make a diuk that if it would be Rishu Sarabim, you wouldn't pay Nezek Shalom. So we have a whole new pshat in the Gemara now, according to the Lecha Mishnah. Shmuel's memory was he paid Nezek Shalom everywhere. And the kasha is, this brisa says he paid Nezek Shalom only in Chatzar HaNezek, and not Rishu Sarab. So the whole Gemara is backwards. The way you learn Pashup Shat, Shmuel is Mekel Batarti. It says Rishu Sarab Yapater. If it's normal, and if it's abnormal, chatzin nezek. Normally you learn, the Gemara is asking, but we see a pain as a shalim. The Lachmish is the opposite. Shmuel said, you pay Nezek Shalem. The Kashis from this Braisa, we see only Bechatzar and Nizek, you pay Nezek Shalem. If I say, Bishas Arabim, you don't pay Nezek Shalem. So this Pshat in the Gemara, the Truma Sakri says, doesn't fit well with Ravina's Teretz. Ki Kama Shmuel Bari Targos. Ravina answers, oh, Shmuel was talking about a tame animal. So very good if Shmuel's Makel and the Bryce is Machmir. So you could say Shmuel's talking about a tame animal and the Bryce is talking about a wild animal. But if you turn around the whole Gemara and say the Shmuel was Machmir and the Bryce is Makel, so Ravina's words don't make sense. Ki kama Shmuel bari tarbus. So the whole Shakla Vitari of the Gemara does not stim with the Lecha Mishnah. It's hard to know how the Lecha Mishnah would have explained it. But the better mahalach is the just to swallow it and say that we don't pass it like Shmuel, even though the Rosh and the Rif do, but the Rambam doesn't pass it like Shmuel, and not be matzik the whole Gemara and try to make it fit where it doesn't fit. That seems to be the more glatter way. All right, let's see the next Mishnah. Ma ben tam lemuid. What are the differences between Tam and Mu'id? Elisha Tam Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, Megufay. Two things. A Tam pays Chatzi Nezek and only Megufay. Mu'id pays Nezek Shalom and Aliyah. Why does it say Chilik that Tam is Moide, if you Moide by Chatzi Nezek, you Potter? And Nezek Shalom, if you Moide, you Chayiv? Why does it say that Chilik? Why does it say the chilek that tam if you may de pay by the beknasas potter? If you may dan muid yichayev, that's good kasha. What?
Part of chatzinaz.
Isn't that what the Gemara asked on Tetzol and Aleph? Right. It's the Gemara's kasha on Tetzol and Aleph. Gemara and Tetzol they asked. Yes, this kasha. Why doesn't it say? It's like Mar said, Shire, it's of a Shire. That it left out this and left out Chatzi Kaifer. So that's why it's of a Shire. But all right, so these differences. That a Tam pays Chatzi Nezek and a Gufay. The Muid pays Nezek Shalom and Minhaliyah. What's the din of a tam? Stifler Clare's Simeon Yezayin. What's the din of a tam? He pays half what? The tam pays half of what it was mazik, chatzi of the hezik, or the tam pays half of what a muid would pay. And usually there's no difference. There'll be a few cases, it'll be a nafkamina. Okay, the question is, when you say a tam pays chatzi nezik, is chatzi of the hezek, or a chatzi of what a muid normally pays? So the tam, the tzeres hakasa, doesn't pay more than half of what a muid pays. My nafkamina. Nafkamina is the case in Dafnun Gimel, where a shar pushes a shar into a var. A shar of Ruvein pushes the nizik into a bar of Shimon. So Reuven and Shimon, the owner of the shar and the owner of the bar, are equally chayiv, that kol mazikim. The owner of the shar has to pay, and the owner of the bar has to pay. The shar pushed an animal into a bar. Owner of the shar pays, the owner of the bar pays. So the shar is a muid, they split 50-50, it's easy. If the shar is a tam, and there's a machlokes there, we paskin, that if the shar is a tam, so let's see, the balabar pays half. The owner of the tam pays a quarter, half of what he would normally pay. And now you have a quarter left to manai. So that extra quarter we throw in the Baal HaBar. That the Baal HaBar pays three quarters, and the Baal HaShar, tam, pays one quarter. Why? Because since the Shartam can't pay the second quarter, so therefore we throw it on the Balabar. So the stipler brings from the Shita Mekubetzes, here's the kasha. Now let's see. The rule is the Balabar pays half. Balashar pays a quarter. There's another quarter to be mundane. Why don't they split that quarter also? Why do we take that quarter and throw it all in the Balabar? Because according to the rules, Balabar pays half. Balashar, if it was a Muad, would pay half. It's a Tam, pays a quarter. So there's an extra quarter that's left hanging. So we take that quarter and we say, okay, somebody has to pay it. So we throw it onto the Balabar. Why do we throw it onto the Balabar? The Shar and the Bar are equal Mazikin. So throw it onto them equally. Take this quarter. How would you split it? How would you split this quarter? Not sure. Right. The first hole, the Balabar pays half, the Balashar pays a quarter. Now there's another 25%. So he says, yes, you should split it. I'm not sure what he means. They should split it. Which way? Half. Could have split 2 to 1, maybe. Maybe he means split 2 to 1. Just like in the first three quarters, he pays half, he pays a quarter. Maybe he means they should split it the same way, 2 to 1. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's his kasha. They should split it somehow. So he pays the half, he pays the quarter, the other quarter split. Why don't you split it? So the Shita Mekubetzes answers that the Torah says that a tam doesn't pay more than half. If the Torah was mechayev that the chatzah was kasbay, that the tam only pays half. So no matter what, the tam can't pay more than half. The Baal Bar could still pay. The Baal Hashar can't pay more than half. As I state, that's exeris hakasav. So it's up to Stipler, this Shita, Mekubetzes, is Mefurish, Peshit, our original Shaila. Our Shaila was, what's V'chatzuas Kasbay? Is V'chatzuas Kasbay means half the Hezek? Or does V'chatzuas Kasbay mean half the, what a Muad would pay? How do you do V'chatzuas Kasbay? Half the Hezek and half what a Muad would pay? So here, if it's half the hezek, then the she could pay more than a quarter. The hezek was the whole animal. If the gzeres hakasav is half the hezek, so he could pay more than a quarter. It only makes sense if the gzeres hakasav is that the tam pays half what a muad pays. Whatever a muad pays, the tam pays half of it. So a muad pays 50% when a muad pushes a shor into a bar. So a tam can only pay 25%. So Zok the Stipler, this seems to be a raya to the, I think, the bigger chiddush, which is that a tam can only pay up to half of what a muad pays. Not half of the hezek, but half of what the muad pays. That's the Stipler's chiddush based on this Gemara. It's Hashem, we'll get to Daf Yotes, which I hope we'll still get to before Pesach, if it's Shaykh, I don't know if it's Shaykh, to the Sugya of Chati Nezek Tzrayvus, Yeshinu Tzrayvus. The Stipler is titled this in the Machlekes Rishayim by Chati Nezek Tzrayvus, by Yeshinu Tzrayvus. So we're going to have to come back to the Shaykh. But you should remember, hopefully, this Dika Chakiri, you should remember, whether the din of the tam paying chatzi nezek is a chatzi nezek, chatzi of the hezek, the way most people assume, or chatzi of what a muad pays. And this would be the raya l'chayra from that Shita Mekubetzes, l'chayra right from the Gemara, unless you have a different teres than the Shita's kasha. Why doesn't the tam pay more than 25%? Vice versa, the tam can't pay more than half of what a muad pays. Vice versa, that's the klal hadvar. So ma be tam lemuich a tam mishalein chatzi nezek half of the amount a muad pays and only megufay. And a mu'ud misham nezek shol min aliyah. Okay, means a mu'ud is normal. A mu'ud pays like a normal eschayvus. Right, there's a piece of agada to Gemara. My aliyah. I remember Rosh Vadron used to speak here in Yeshiva when he came to the years he was well. He used to speak once a year. Every year he made fun. Whatever parak we were learning, if it had a piece of agadata, he would get up, he'd make fun that when the guys get to agadata, they finish it very quickly. He would always say how the agadata should take longer to learn than the regular Gemara. Well, we're going to learn it quickly, but let's see at least what we could take from it. My aliyah, Amar Abulaza b'mu'ula shebin nechasav, the best of his nechasim. How do I know that's what aliyah means? V'cheinu oimer, v'yishket chizkiyo im avaysav. Chizkiyo died im avaysav. V'yikveru b'mayla kivrei b'nei David. So how much can we clear already if nobody knows who Chizkiyo was? Except from Gemaris, but okay. Says Chizkiyo was the greatest king, greater than David, says the Farish in the Pasuk. Greatest of the Malchei Yehuda. And he was buried b'mayla kibrei b'nei David. What does that mean? Amar Rav Elazar b'mayla itzamulu shem mishpacha maninu David v'shloima. Seems that those three were buried in one room, in one cave. David, Shloima, and Chizkiyahu. If you go to Kever David, what they claim is Kever David in Har Tzion, I don't know if they claim that room was the original cave. It's not the way it's set up. It's not big enough for three kfarim. But if it's Taku where David was buried, then we have no Kabbalah on that being Kever David. Other things we have up the Ariza. There's no Kabbalah that that's Kever David. But what?
What's it
it's just Anshei Yerushalayim say it's Kever David. There's no. When they found Kvarim Yidden buried differently than Gayim by Yamin Lahein. When they find Kfarim with a tzura that was similar to the tzura of the Kfarim of Yidden, and it's Yerushalayim, since no Jews were buried in Yerushalayim, except for Malachim, the assumption is always it's a Melech. Which Melech? So that they're just guessing. So down to Yerushalayim, say it's Kever David. It could be it's Kever David. It's buried somewhere around there. So there are certain areas which Alpi Arizal, we know it's Kever, it's Shem Baruch Hu is Kever, these Kvarim Api Arizal. So we have a Kabbalah. But Kever David, we don't know. Although the tour guides are sure. Vam Rav Elazar, b'mayla, et zemul shir shvach min adav ishlan, v'yikvru b'kivraisa v'shakar alay b'yir David, v'yishkivu b'mishkav, Hashem Molei Besamim Vizanim, Mai Besamim Vizanim, Belaza Mezini Zini, different types. Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni Amar Besamim Shekal Meriach Ben Bali Dei Zima. Ki Karu Shucha Lelachdeini, Upachim Tomnu Leragloi, Yirmiyah complains about his enemies, that they dug a trap against him. What's the trap? Rav Elazar Mishchashtu Mezayna, Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni Amar Shechashtu Meishas Ish. Taisvis shechashtu b'zayna, very sure Taisvis. Taisvis says the Yirmi Kayin have a b'zayna asur l'kayin. What's pshat in Taisvis? Rabbi Chanan in the Kavitz Biurim. Yes, what's pshat in Taisvis? Yirmi was a kayin. He's not allowed to go to a zayna. Everybody else is allowed to go to a zayna. Shechashtu b'zayna. The Yirmi Yekayin Abba, the Zayna Asur Lekayin. Everyone else is allowed to go to a Zayna. What? Right, the Isha Zayna, well, Kayin is not allowed to marry a Zayna. It's true. But Chashtum is Zayna, so maybe that's Pshat. Taisis is learning that he married, Chashtum means that they Chashim, that he married a Zayna. And then it's only Yisuf HaKai. But it's fair, why wouldn't the Gemara be married? I mean, to be chayshit someone that he was Mizana, you could start rumors. But to start rumors that he married someone, then you go to his house, see who he married. Very hard. Pashcha chashtu mizayna means they're chayshim that he was Mizana.
I had a woman that had status of Mizana.
He married?
Married a woman that had
he married, okay, so that's the status. It's not that way, but what's... why learn the Gemara that way? And according to the Ma'ad Yamach, Hashdu Meshes Ish, the Cheshed is wife, that she's Meshes Ish to someone else. Rabbi Chanan is very strange. Rabbi Chanan says that this Taisus is telling the Machlekes the Rabbanan derived it. The first parak of Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam holds this Issa to be Mizana with a Pnuya, and the Raider holds that the Issa Deiraisa, there's only an Issa to be Mizana with a Pnuya if she's Mufkeres Luznos, if she's Mizana with many people. If she's, let's see, what's the lab? Let's see a Kadesha. Kadesha is a woman who's a professional prostitute, so Mizana with people. So the Ravid says that's the only Isser. There's no Isser Torah to be Mizana with a Pnuya. So he says that that's what bothered Tosfos. There's no Isser Torah. Tosfos held like the Ravid. There's no Isser Torah to be Mizana with a Pnuya. So what does it mean? Chashdu v'zayna. The Chashdu of his nus. There's no Isser Torah to be Mizana with a Pnuya. So I don't understand. That's what Rabbi Chanan writes. So I don't understand it. Why is Rabbi Chanan learning the Gemara that you're chayshim for being mizana with a pnuya? You're chayshim for a zayna. A zayna is mufkeres luznus. Like everyone holds that she's mufkeres luznus is an issa. Chashdu mizayna. I see Taisus learns that chashdu, it doesn't say mikdeisha. Bizayna means one time's nus. So Taisus holds like the Ravid. I understand, it's a one-time Znusa kind. Most of us don't have a specialist. The Rabbi Chanan is just as fair as the Taisus, and it doesn't help much. The Rabbi Chanan is on Bava Kama, Kavis Biurim. I think it's the piece that starts, actually, Daf Tezai. I think it's Simin Yud Beis. The Rabbi Chanan is just as fair as the Taisus. I don't understand it. The Rabbi Chanan writes at the end that even if you're going to learn like the Ravid, but the Issa Rabbanon to be Mizana with a Pnuya, the Zicha was before the time of Yirmiyah. Because David HaMelech was Gezer on being Miyachid with a Pnuya. And Yichud Pnuya was David's Gezer, David Ubeiz Dina. In our Torah, it's Issa to be Miyachid with an Arab. But the Rabbanon, you're not to be Miyachid with a Pnuya. So if you're not to be Miyachid, certainly there was Issa's Nus already. So who cares if there's no Issa Deraisa with the Pnuya? By the time of year, it was Issa Rabbanon, so Chashdu Mezayna, what have to do with being a Kayin? The whole Rabbi Chanan is Shver, and the only way to learn Taisus somehow is Chashdu Mezayna, that he married a Zayna, and then Taisus says it's only Asa for a Kayin. But Hagufa, how do you know the Gemara meant to marry? It's a Tzarechi in this Taisus. Now let's see the Gemara Vaita. Bishlomo the Mandiyam Cheshdu Meisha Seishayin Xivata Hashem Yedatas Kalat Sosam Alai Lomus. They want to kill me. Mandiyam Cheshdu Mizayina Alai Lomus. There's no Misa. Teretzish Yishchula Beretit. They threw him into a pit. Not they wanted to kill him for this, but they wanted to kill him separately, as it says the Feirish in the Sefer Yirmi. Darash Rava. Or Rabbah, my diksev you mukshal lefanecha be'es hatecha asay bohem. Omer Yirmiyahu lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalom, afilu b'shah she'aisin tzedaka hechshilayim b'bnei adam she'enu mehugadim tel she'el kabel aleihem schar. Yirmiyahu there is talking about the Anshei Anosais, the people from the city of Anosais. That was his original city. They were his biggest misnagdim. They were right of him. So Yirmiyahu was mispal, they shouldn't have schlissim. Safilu bishah shaisin tzedaka echshilayim b'bnei adam she'enu mehugadim. Rabbi Chanan has here a very sadistic piece. Even though it's an agada to Gemara, I'd like you to be machshiv this Rabbi Chanan as much as any shtickle Torah, because it's yisaid gadol in general. It also answers many difficulties and many sugyas and shas. Rabbi Chanan is in the back of Kovetz Ha'aris, Jewish Gimel. Rabbi Chanan is coming to answer a kasha that others ask on this Gemara, that what is Yirmiyah's tefillah? When they come to give tzedakah, the people they're giving tzedakah to should be people that don't deserve tzedakah. The Gemara says, Chishiv la'aseis mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo yasa. If someone planned to do a mitzvah, v'nenas, and he didn't do a mitzvah, he's mekabel schar ki lo asa. He gets schar as if he did the mitzvah. So these people that planning to give tzedakah, you be marshal them up in the Adam Shainam who got him. So they get star, kilu asa. So what's your mias tefillah? Who cares? If they're coming to give tzedakah, who cares if the people are muganim, ain't a muganim? They get star anyway. If it's nenas, they have no way of knowing they're in muganim. So then they get star. This is the kasher Rabbi Chanan is coming to answer. Rabbi Chanan answers based on the yisoid that he brings from Derech Hashem, from the Ramchal. The Ramchal's yisoid is that there are two chalokim to every kiyum mitzvah, two important chalokim to every time you do a mitzvah. And the two chalokim, this yisoid, that there are two parts of doing a mitzvah, is the yisoid which Rabbi Chanan will use for here, but really has a dozen places where it answers Sharakaiten. The Ramchal's Yisoid is that when a person does a mitzvah, the oiftu of a mitzvah has two parts. And each part is an important part in Avodas Hashem. Part one is whatever that mitzvah is mesaken. Every mitzvah has a tikkun. Like we say in the Rabbeinu Shalom of Sefer Sa'imer, the Sakin of Sa'i Lamais, every mitzvah has certain tikkunim. Every mitzvah is a toiv in the Bria, a stakel by Raisa Bari Alma. The world is a better place for each kiyum mitzvah. Each mitzvah is connected to one of the Evarim, Ramach Evarim, because it's a tikkun and yena Ever. Every mitzvah has the etzem a tikkun, like the Ramban writes by Shiluach HaKein. The Gemara says that if you say that there's a mitzvah Shiluach HaKein because Hashem has Rachmanis, it's not true. Like the Ramban, but it is true that part of Shiluach HaKein is to create Rachmanis in the person who does it. There's a tikkun in the key mitzvah in the person. Every mitzvah, whether you can understand or not, we don't understand why you shecht on the neck. It's more of a tikkun than a b'shecht by a different part of the animal. But it's takul by Reis of Ariyama. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world where shechita in the tzavar is a tikkun in the basar that a person eats. And the mamela contributes to whatever it is that it has to create in the person. So every mitzvah has in it one chelik, which is the etzam tikkun that the mitzvah has. There's a second chelik. The second chelik of the mitzvah is that even if there would be no tikkun in the mitzvah, the kiyum ratzon Hashem, the fact that Rabbi Hashem said do it, and you're doing it, the etzem kiyum ratzon Hashem is itself a tachlis hamitzvah. Even though Yitzur, the mitzvah would have no tikkun in the world. The fact that a person is doing ratzon Hashem has a tachlis in itself. No different lahavdil than kibud av. If your father says something, you do it. So it's a kiyum because you're doing what your father said, even if what your father said has no tachlis. But kibud av, it's be'etzem, it's a tachlis because you're doing ratzon aviv. There's a second chelik in every mitzvah, and that is kiyum ratzon Hashem. That besides the tikkun that the mitzvah to zayif, which is a totally true aspect of Avodas Hashem, there's another chelik which is the kiyum ratzon Hashem. But those are two parts to every kiyum mitzvah. With this yisoid, numerous inyanim in inyanim kiyum mitzvah are answered. Mamashal by Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kafale and Harkagigis. So the Rishonim ask, if Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah willingly, so what's Kafale and Harkagigis? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu force them? Moed Ramchal, the answer is, Chai Yisrael is mekabel the Torah because it came from Kriyas Yamsuf. They believed in Rabbi Nishalai, and Rabbi Nishalai said that everything in the Torah has a toiv in the Bria. They were maminim, total maminim. And they said, Nasav and Nishma, whatever you say, we'll do, whether we understand, we don't understand. We have a betochen that whatever it says in the Torah is right, is toiv. And we're makabel. We're makabel, Nasav and Nishma means whether we understand. We don't understand, we'll do it. We'll do it because there's a toiv in the kiyum. So Rabbi Shalom said that's not enough. It's not adequate that you're makabel because you understand that there's toiv. I want it to be a Kabbalah without understanding this type. That there should be a Kabbalah to do a mitzvah out a kafoy, out a mukhrach. You should do mitzvahs because it's Ratzon Hashem. Besides the kiyum of the tachlis ha-mitzvah. There should be a kiyum because the Rabbi Shlomo Kehesen, even without understanding a reason. So Kadosh Baruch Hu kafalei ha-kegigis, he forced Klal Yisrael into a Kabbalah that we're going to do it because it's Ratzon Hashem without take away the reason of Hatova and the Bria. About it is Hatova and the Bria. But that's not, the Kiyum Mitzvah should be with a Kiyum of Kfir, of Mukhrachim. So when a Yid does a Mitzvah, he has to have both. It's two steers, but the person when he does a Mitzvah has to have both. He has to do the Mitzvah at a Mukhrach because he wants to do Ratzon Hashem without Tachlis. And Alta Marutza, Baratza, because you understand that the Tachlas HaBriya is Kiyama Mitzvahs. But both aspects have to exist in a person who does Mitzvahs. The Chelak HaRatzen and the Chelak HaKfir. My foot writes in the Pachat Yitzchak that when it says on Purim, Kimu V'Kiblu, that Hashem originally was Kafalayim HaKagigas, and now Kimu V'Kiblu, they did a Baratzen. It's a steer to this whole shtick of Torah. Because now they did it for Ratzin, but the whole idea was Kfir. So he writes there, if I remember correctly, he writes, Kimu v'kiblu means Klal Yisrael v'makabel v'ratzin to do mitzvahs al tzmukrachim. As we happily will do the mitzvahs v'teich ha'echrach, al tzmukrachim, even v'teich tzar, even without seeing a tachlis. The Kim of a Kivlu is a Ratzin to do Yen Kabbalah of Mukhrachim. But Echshayiyah, those are the two Chalokim of the Mitzvah. The Chalok of the Mitzvah of the Tachlis HaMitzvah, the Taif Shebe Mitzvah, and the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kiyum Ratzin Hashem. So this, Shtikol Agadita, Rabbi Chana turns into a pilpul. Into a pilpul. He says, what's a nafkamina? Between Kiyum Ratzon Hashem or doing a mitzvah tachlis. So he brings a few nafkaminas. We'll start with the two ikrim that are going to get to Bava Kama. He says there are two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is if someone does a mitzvah shalai lishma. Let's say you do a mitzvah because someone pays you to do it. You do a mitzvah because you want to show off. You do a mitzvah shalai lishma. If you do a mitzvah shalai l'shma, you have the first part. You have the tachlis and the bria was accomplished. If shaking a lulav accomplishes something, you accomplished it. If shechting a behema accomplishes something, you accomplished it. It's geshachting a behema. If you mala a child because you get paid to do it, it's yidir shalai l'shma. But it's a kiyum. The kiyum tachlis habriya was makudim. But the asiyas ratzon Hashem, that didn't happen. You didn't do it because of Ratzon Hashem. You did it because you wanted to show off. You did it because someone paid you to do it. If you do a mitzvah shalai l'shma, you only have the first chelik and not the second chelik. You have the kiyum, the tayelas shebebriya, because the tachlis happened, you did the mitzvah. But you don't have the second chelik, the chelik of kiyum Ratzon Hashem. That's one afternoon. The second afternoon. What happens if you go to do a mitzvah and you're an oinis and you didn't do the mitzvah? What happens if someone goes and he buys a lulav and an esrig and he buys it from a pardis that has a hechsher and he shakes it on sukkis and little does he know that esrig is really a merkid, it's a pasul esrig. But he was an einus, a total einus. He was chashav lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'layas a mitzvah. He went and he took what he had every right to think is a kasher esrei. And the Rebbe Shalom knows, kapishmei gadi, it's not a kasher esrei. What did he accomplish? Zofter Bochan. Here, it's the opposite. Here, the first part of the mitzvah, of kiyum mitzvahs, the chelik that you did a tikkun in the bria, a tachlis in the bria, you didn't do it. Lamaisi, you didn't shake a lulav. It's tackled by Raisa Bar Yalma, the Rebbe Shalom made a world where if you shake a lulav in an esrig, it arba minim, so it's oitzer tlolam royim, whatever it does in the bria. But if you didn't shake an esrig, even if you're an inus, you don't have it. But the second chelik you do have. The kiyum ratzon Hashem, you were mishabed yodaya to ratzon Hashem. And you did what the Rebbe Shalom wants you to do. You went out and bought a lulav, you bought an esrig, you were an inus. So kiyum ratzon Hashem you have. But the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the tachlas ha-mitzvah, you don't have. That's Ratzah Lasis Mitzvah V'Nenes V'Loyasa Ma'ilol Av Kilu Asa is only in the Chalik of Kiyum Ratzon Hashem, because the Kiyum Ratzon Hashem you have. So Rechonet says it's very Gishmak. Comes out if you do a Mitzvah Shaloi L'Shma you only have Chalik Aleph and not Chalik Beis. There's no Kiyum Ratzon Hashem. If you Ratzah Lasis Mitzvah V'Loyasa, so you only have chelik beis. You want to do ratzon Hashem, but you don't have the tachlis mitzvah. The anshei anosos, these rishonim, when they did a mitzvah, all of the ma'aseh mitzvah were shalei lishma. They only did shalei lishma. If a person does shalei lishma and he's nenas v'lo yasa, nechshilam ba'anoshim she'enam mehuganim. So now, he ends up with nothing. He ends up, he has zero. What does he have? Out the chelik of the tachlis ha-mitzvah that he doesn't have, that b'nei adam she'enu mehuganim. He gave tzedakah to someone where there's no mitzvah to give tzedakah. Just what? He's ratzah lasis mitzvah v'neinus v'layasa. He has the second chelik of kiyum ratzon Hashem. But someone who does shalei l'shma doesn't have kiyum ratzon Hashem in the first place. People like the Anshei Anasais who came in the first place to do a Shalei L'Shma, they don't have Kiyum Ratzon Hashem. Because when you do Shalei L'Shma, you only have the first Chelik. You only have the Tachlis HaMitzvah. You don't have the Kiyum Ratzon Hashem. And such people, Yirmiyahu is Mispa'al. Hechshilayim b'nei Adam She'enu Mehuganim. If they'll be Nichshal b'nei Adam She'enu Mehuganim, so then they'll end up with zero. They'll end up with nothing. That Gemara of Ratzah Lasis Mitzvah B'nais V'Layasa doesn't apply to someone who's doing Shalei L'Shma. So it's very geschmack that the Tefillah of Yirmiyah fit in well. But this he explains also the Ma'asei Avos, when the Avos did mitzvahs. There was no Kiyum Ratzon Hashem. There was no Tzavua to do a mitzvah. When the Avos were Mekayim mitzvahs, it was only for the, because the tachlis ha-mitzvah existed in the Bria. Avraham understood the tachlis of mitzvahs. That's how he came to knowing the mitzvahs. When the others did mitzvahs, they only had the tachlis of the Bria of the mitzvah. And they didn't have the kiyum ratzon Hashem chelik. So Mechonon says, with that you understand why the others were over on mitzvahs when there was a tachlis. Yaakov married sisters when he understood a certain tachlis had to come from it. We're not allowed to do that. We can't marry sisters even if we know a tachlis comes. So the answer is, because we are mechuyev al kiyum ratzon Hashem, not just l'shem tachlis. So even if there's a tachlis in an aveiru, we're not allowed to do the aveiru. The avos, who existed in a time where there was only tachlis ha-mitzvah, there was no kiyum ratzon Hashem aspect, it was only the tachlis shebebri of a mitzvah. So in the hechetimtza where there was tachlis in not doing the mitzvah, they didn't do the mitzvah. There were mitzvahs. So the shem tachlis, the whole thing was a shem tachlis a mitzvah. So there they were misham. Rabbi Chana writes that he asked the Chafetz Chaim the following kasha. It's a very stark kasha. These are good yishuv. He asked the Chafetz Chaim, What's pshat? Says Rabbi Yaina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed with Klal Yisrael, that if you do an aveira and you do tshuva, the aveira is nimchak. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. It's a chesed. It's chutz begidrei. The rules of the bria shouldn't be that way. Really, once you do an aveira, the aveira is done. You can't undo the past. So it was a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, that if you do an aveira and you do tshuva, that you can erase the past. So he has the Chafetz Chaim. That is not true. It says the same thing by a mitzvah. It says if a person does a mitzvah and he's mischarit from doing the mitzvah, so a tarfa noisei b'fanav, it gets ripped up in front of him. It says mamish the same thing by a mitzvah that it says by an avera. Just like by an avera, it says that if you do tshuva, the avera is gone. It says by a mitzvah exactly the same thing. That if you do a mitzvah and you mischarit, so the mitzvah goes away. It's a very stark kasha. Now, if I would have been there when Rabbi Chanan asked the Chafetz Chaim, I would have pointed out that he should have asked the kasha. I think he should have asked the kasha much stronger. Tell me if you agree with me. I think Rabbi Chanan should have asked much stronger. By tshuva, in order for the avera to go away, you need charata and if you do bepeh and kabbalah lasid. Right, it's not tshuva unless you have a kabbalah lasid. Gemara says if you do a mitzvah and you mischarit, tarfa noisei b'fanav. By a mitzvah, it disappears as soon as you have charata. Can you imagine someone kabbalah lasid? I'm not going to do any more mitzvahs. I don't think Gemara is talking about. You should ask the Chafetz Chaim Shtarka. You should have asked him that. Why is it that by an avera, by a mitzvah, if you just have charata, it goes away? And by mitzvah, you need charata, vidu b'peh, kabbalah la'asid, and then it goes away. Some averus don't even go away. Some averus, it's only taylan lay. So it seems it's stacked mamish vakeret. It's easier to lose a mitzvah than to lose an avera. So what's this whole Rabbi Yaina saying? Such a tremendous thing the Rabbi Shalom did with giving us tshuva. You can erase averus. Big deal. You can erase mitzvahs more easily. So Rabbi Chanan says in Teretz, I think he's explaining Kavanas HaChafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim answered him, and he's explaining the Kavanah of the Chafetz Chaim. And I think, if I understand correctly, he says the following. When a person does a mitzvah, there are two parts. There's the tachlis and the bria of the mitzvah, and there's the Kiyum Ratzon Hashem. There are two parts to every tikkun that a person does when he does a mitzvah. There's tachlis b'briya and there's the Kiyum Ratzon Hashem. When a person is mescharit from a mitzvah, it's oiker only the Kiyum Ratzon Hashem. The fact that a person is an Eved Hashem, he could be oiker by being mescharit. The tachlis that happened in the briya, it's a mitzias. It happened already. The mitzias happened. Some of the shiluach hakein, he created some rachmanis in his nature. The charata doesn't take away the tachlis. The charata takes away the ever Hashem shabai, the kiyum ratzon Hashem. Shuras hadin by an avera should be the same thing. That if a person is rebelling against Hashem and he has charata, so he can take away the fact that he's a rebel and he can become an ever Hashem. That's sure sadin. That's without any special chesed of tshuva. The chesed of tshuva is that not only does it take away the original rebellion against Hashem, but even the kilkul habriya that comes from an avera, that kilkul is also erased when a person does tshuva. Nasa kizuchuyas becomes like a nice mitzvah. That's what Rabbeinu Yain is saying, that it's chutz migidrei habriya. Really, you can't erase the past. Whatever tachlis or kilkul came from your ma'isin, you can't undo it. If somebody destroys something, he says he's sorry, it doesn't come back. You can't make it go back. The chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is that the kilkul and the briya that happened, that kilkul could come back. So this yisai explains the maila of tshuva, that it could undo the previous kilgul. This answers also the Mechassinos Kasha, that it says tshuva, the Gemara says that tshuva, the Gemara in Tainis, that tshuva is only by Klal Yisrael, not by Goyim. There's no matana of tshuva by Goyim, only by Klal Yisrael. So the Mechassinos asks, from, where do you see tshuva by Goyim? Huh? By Nineveh. He asks, from Mafti Yainu, you like Mafti Yainu, Danche Nidva Ra Hashem Marseyim, they did tshuva and the Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the Gezerah. So how could it say, the Gemara say in times, that tshuva is for Yidden, not for Goyim? But we see by Anche Nineveh that they did tshuva and it was undone. So Vaita, with this Yisayit, it's answered. The part of tshuva that you take away the rebelliousness, that's tshuva sadid. Person's a rebel against the king. Then he's misarit, he becomes an eved of the king. So now he's an eved. That part could change. The fact that the tshuva could take away exeru, because you make yourself into an eved Hashem, it's pasha. And by mitzvah, you're also a person could become a chayta and lose his eved Hashem status. But that it takes away the kilkul in the bria, that takes away whatever kilkul a person did, that it could undo that. That's only someone who has tariag mitzvahs. You have to have mitzvahs tshuva. So Klal Yisrael have mitzvahs tshuva, can take away yen the kilkul. And it can't take away the more than that. With this, it's answered also Adam's tshuva. You say Adam did tshuva, and yet Adam ended up out of Gan Eden, and Adam ended up dying. He wasn't supposed to die. He ate Eitz Hadas. He did tshuva. He did tshuva. Why did he die? So I think Rabbi Chanan brings this from the Ran, the same Teretz. Adam's tshuva was a Ben Noach's tshuva. He wasn't mechuyav in entire mitzvahs. A Ben Noach's tshuva. He did tshuva. So he became. He had a shame to go back to have a shame of Eved Hashem. The punishments come off. He didn't die that day. But the kilkul and the bria that he created, by even from the Eitz Hadas, the kilkul that he was machnis the ra into the person, that kilkul remained. The kilkul that was a new metzias, not together einish, but together he made a kilkul, he created a new metzias in the bria. You can't undo that. Ben Noach can't undo that with tshuva. Adam couldn't undo that with tshuva. That's only someone who's mekabel tariag mitzvahs, has mitzvahs tshuva, can undo it. Adam couldn't undo it. Rabbi Chanan someplace else brings in the Simonim in Chelek Beis, brings a Radvaz. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, about Tchias HaMeisim, when Tchias HaMeisim is, how it is. The Radvaz says that there are two Tchias HaMeisims. There's one Tchias HaMeisim, the Yemais HaMashiach, which is only Tzadikim. When the world, Olam Kaminhagei Hailech, Mashiach will come, the world will continue. People will be born, people will die, but there will be a Tchias HaMeisim of the Tzadikim. And then, after Yemais HaMashiach, in the Tekufa of Olam Haba, so there will be a total Tchias HaMeisim, Kol Yisrael Yesham Chaylech Olam Haba. Even Goyim, even Chassidim Mesayim will get up. What's the tachlis of the first getting up? The first Tchias HaMeisim of Tzadikim. What's the tachlis adover? What's the purpose? For what purpose? There's no bechira then. What's the purpose of that? The answer is that there were tzaddikim who bechayehem were in their nosim and couldn't do mitzvahs. There were some tzaddikim who couldn't do mitzvahs. The Chafetz Chaim never brought a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. He wanted to. He learned kachim. He was nenas v'layasi. He never was able to bring a carbon. Now, it's Eved Hashem, he's the same Eved Hashem. He did Ratzon Hashem, everything. But he's missing in the tachlis of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. The tachlis of Kiyam HaMitzvah is missing, that'll get lost at Lava. How do we know Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah min Olam? Gemara says, from which pasuk do we know Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah? It says, by Truma, it says, Titnu La'aron Ulevanav. You give Truma to Aaron HaKayin. Gemara says, Aaron HaKayin never got Truma. Aaron died in the Midbar. There was no mitzvah of Truma until after the 14 years that they divided Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Tinu L'Aaron L'Levanav? Aaron never got Truma. Mekan Matzias HaMeisim. Matzias HaMeisim. That when Aaron gets up, he'll be able be payel to do mitzvah truma, not just beratz, not just neshama parnas of Hussein. He'll be able be payel to do the mitzvah of tshuva, and that what's the purpose in it? The purpose is the tachlis in the kiyum mitzvah, that he should have the tachlis in the kiyum mitzvah. So that tachlis that should come from it, that's the reason for the. So I'm trying to show you with all of these examples is the idea of this Ramchal. You say this thing, Ramchal, in the two Chalakim. Just remembering, there's another Rabbi Chanan. Kunch is the very cipher. A different Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan there writes his Yisayid based also on the Pasuk in Nach. Rabbi Chanan has a Yisayid there that there are three Chalakim to mitzvahs. You have the mitzvahs Deraisa, the mitzvahs to Rabbanan, and there's a third Indian that he calls the Erukim Ratzon Hashem. Certain things which even if they're not in a mitzvah or in an avera, but there's a realization that certain things are Ratzon Hashem, that a person has to do those things too. There are certain things that are not spelled out. Ramban writes in Chumash, the Torah can't spell out every step you do. There are certain things that are Kiyum Ratzon Hashem without being a mitzvah. Certain manners of behavior. You can't say that there's something wrong. Somebody speaks in a crude way, in a not fine way, not able way. Which avera can you point to? How to point to an avera? Which avera did he do? But it's missing in Ratzon Hashem, in the finkeit of the tzura of Torah. It's missing. The Gemara says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, there was an animal didn't want to be geshachtin, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh said to the animal, "Leich, that's what you're supposed to do." And he says he was nanish for it. He didn't do any avera. But as a chsarin, there's another aspect of asiyas ratzon Hashem, of doing things the way you have to know that it's ratzon Hashem. If it's not part of a mitzvah, you have to know from somewhere. But that hanhaga is this hanhaga of asiyas ratzon Hashem. I once heard from Rav Rudiman. He said that when Yaakov came back to Lavan, he said, "Tayag mitzvah shamarti im Lavan garti, the tayag mitzvah shamarti, the loy lamadeti mi ma'isef haroyim." He said, "I kept tayag mitzvahs and I didn't learn from his ma'isef haroyim." So Rav Rudiman asked, if he kept Tariq mitzvahs, so what else is there? Loi lamati ma'isev aron. What else is there? Tariq mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs are says, all the mitzvahs laisa says. What did he add for loi lamadati ma'isev aron? So he said, this is said, that they are Tariq mitzvahs. They are anhagis that are Ratzon Hashem. The anhagis that are Ratzon Hashem is loi lamadati ma'isev aron. Lavan did things that may not have been an avera. They were crude, tough behavior that's... Rav Rudiman said that in this dar in America, the Nisayin is not so much Tayag Mitzvah Shomarti. People, at least from a Yidden, have a mind on keeping the mitzvahs. But the Loi Lamadeti Mimaisav Haroyim, he said, that's on the Nisayin. The Ratzon Hashem that's outside of the technical Kiyum HaMitzvah, that's it. Hakapanim, it's a Chashim Rabbi Chanan. It's kedai to learn it inside. The landing on this Gemara is easy landing. It's kedai to learn it inside, to know it. It answers, I tried to mention the things that came to mind. It answers numerous kashas, and more than that, it's a tremendous musr in a person's hanhaga. People do mitzvahs without thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of Asiyas Ratzon Hashem is a tremendous mechayev. Tomorrow, I hope to be able to finish the parak. I do would like to try to get a good taich, if anybody could find, I looked in the Mepharshim, a very famous Mepharshim of this Gemara. What's taich for the Adam She'ena Mohuganim? Not sure what that means. How did you understand? Shilam v'bnei Adam She'ena Mohuganim. When they want to give tzedakah, be mashal them with what? Rich people, it means. They're poor and not deserving, or they're rich and they're not deserving? What? That's what I'm mistook. If it means, it doesn't mean rich people. How about a Lashon animal gun doesn't sound like rich people? Poor and not entitled. So what's the gather of poor and not entitled? Do people come around collecting a shul that are not from? Are they entitled? Who?
That people don't try to work are not.
People who don't try to
work. Try and just put themselves around the clock and you have no faith for it.
That's what he says. I can see it. I'm curious to see it. Because it's on the subject. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Klar. Who's the Einam who got in? What? President of the Akam is Dr. Shalom. Not Dr. Shalom, it could be. But the mitzvah of Tzedakah, how far did the mitzvah of Tzedakah go? Who's the B'nai Adam Shein who got in? So I know there's a P'nai Shloim above a Basra test on the base. P'nai Shloim is one of the Ikam of Farshim above a Basra. Shloim. So he has a piece on it, Testament Beis. I wonder if everyone agrees with what he says. So if anybody finds any Maram HaKaimis and any of the Likud Svarim, we'll do it. We'll see. We'll try to finish in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.